Are you sick of watching TV and not quite getting the right advice on how to manage your garden at this time of the year? I tell you what, there's a one voice on who's a gardening authority on stuff like this that I have missed for quite some time now.
Yeah.
But he's with us and he's a mate of mine. He does know how to lose a grand final. His name's Jason Hodges. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Hodgie.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Paddy. How you going?
It was a good intro. You've lost the grand final, but you do know about weeding. Mate, you keep in my Facebook feed. You keep popping up on my Facebook feed.
Mate, I got hate mail last week because I mentioned the North Sydney Central Coast Bears. Manly supporters started picking on me, but what would you expect from a man?
Hate mail. Oh, dear. What you should do, you should throw some bindi seeds out onto the stadium ground.
Oh, mate, if Brookvale Oval had grass on it, I would.
Trust me.
My kids aren't allowed to say the word hate except when they're talking about man.
That's a fair trade.
Get out of your pipe and smoke it.
Not that Jason's angry today, no. Manly supporters. No, not at all.
Completely
not at all.
Calm.
Yes, he
completely
is.
Completely calm. I want to ask you about the dead patch under my trampoline. What are we going to do, Hodgie? Do I need to put new grass or can I just fertilise it?
Do you know the best thing to put underneath the trampoline is mulch?
Yeah, right.
Because it means you never have to move the trampoline to mow underneath it.
That's a genius call.
And then what you do, and I actually put this into garden designs, you turn it into a garden bed when the trampoline gets retired. So, you know, it's in the corner of the backyard. It's soft form mulch, which means the kids can fall on it. They're not going to break their arm and all that sort of stuff. And then when you finish with the trampoline, it's a perfect spot for a veggie garden.
Bloody good tip.
I like it.
Jason, my wife and I, curse, we went weeding at the front lawn on last Sunday when it was a bit damp.
This is the definition of pathetic.
I heard you were using a fork.
Yeah, from the kitchen.
So what I'm confused about is who presses the buttons in there? Because I know Rob doesn't do it. I worked with him for 12 years. I know that you've got to carry the kid. He's funny. He's likable. You know.
He hurts your shoulders, though, Jace.
He's like a barking Dalmatian puppy dog. He's great fun for, you know, 2 to 3 hours.
That's why he's always on holidays. But I did use a garden fork because it got these little green things out and it got them out roots and all. So we've done our section. But, mate, what can you put on it once you've ripped out all the weeds? Because they're going to come back. Do you use a spray back on it or do you throw that fertilizer stuff?
All right. So Here's a little lesson for everyone.
This sounds serious.
You've heard of weed and feed.
Yep.
All right. So the weeding component of weed and feed isn't necessarily going to kill the weeds that you can see. What it's got is a polymer. It's like Glad wrap. And it wraps around the seeds that are in the lawn and it stops the next generation of weeds germinating.
Get out of it.
So the fact that you've taken the weeds out, that's the ones you can visually see.
Yeah.
What you should do is get a weed and feed that's specific to your lawn. So if you've got Sir Walter or a broadleaf buffalo, you need to get one that's specific to buffalo.
Yeah, love my buffalo.
How do I determine what grass I've got?
Well, if you're not sure what you've got, take a sample into Bunnings or into a nursery and they'll help you out with it.
Okay.
Ask your neighbour who's got a cracking lawn because they'll know the difference.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like the difference between Rob Palmer and someone who's educated.
Oh.
Bill Gates.
Look who I'm standing across from in the studio here, Hodgie. He doesn't even know a grass.
That is really good. So weed and feed.
The amount of money your parents spent on your education, dead set. They'd want a refund.
Okay, so that's... Okay, so if you've done your weeding, go to Bunnings, and this is not an ad for Bunnings, and it's that...
Go to a nursery.
Yeah, go to a local guy.
All right, then go to a local guy, and it's that container of weed and feed. You shove it in your hose and like that.
Yeah, don't put it on stronger than the application.
Okay. Oh, bloody good tip.
That can actually do damage too. People think, oh, I'll put a bit more on, that'll be good. It's not. It's a fine balance between pleasure and pain.
Yeah. Oh, Paddy drinks the stuff.
Oh, geez, an idiot. This is who I'm working with. I'm working with an idiot. Jace, thank you very much. We might have you on every Thursday, a regular segment, In the Grass with Jason Hodges. What about that?
Central Coast, proudly sponsored by the Central Coast Bears.
Okay, Jacey.
Ready for hate mail. Here it comes.
See you, mate. 13 to 7, Jason Hodges.